哈利路亚，求主耶稣悦纳诗班，替我们所献的诗歌。
May Lord Jesus accept the beautiful hymns that the choirs have shared.
这时奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
So here in the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
下午小弟用很多时间在介绍之前的自己。
This afternoon, I used a lot of time to share about what I was like before.
就好像罗马书里面的经文所说的。
Just like what is written in the book of Romans.
为人人死是少有的。
To die for all, this is very rare.
为一人死或者有敢做的。
Perhaps people would die for one.
只有主在我们做罪人的时候就为我们死。
But only Lord Jesus, who when we were still sinners, died for us.
这样正显出他的爱。
Which showed his love.
我现在回想起来，我是个罪人。
And when I reflect, I know that I'm a sinner.
主耶稣却拣选我。
But Lord Jesus chose me.
他爱我。
And he loves me.
但是他很讨厌之前的我。
But he certainly despised me before.
我们人的爱都是由喜欢开始的。
And for everyone, with love, you have to start with liking.
主耶稣对我不是这样子的。
Lord Jesus was not like this.
他先替我死，他爱我，可是他很讨厌那个时候的我。
He loved me, and while I was still a sinner, but when before he certainly despised me.
可是他爱我，不希望我下地狱，所以才后来安排了这么多事情。
He loved me and did not want me to go to hell, and so he arranged for many things.
因为我是这么的心硬。
Because my heart was very hardened.
是这么的自以为是。
And I thought myself above all.
所以会遭遇那样的打击。
So that I would face such big challenges.
就好像希伯来书十二章的经文所说的。
Just like what is written in Hebrews 12.
我们可以来看一下希伯来书十二章第十节。
Let's look at Hebrews 12 verse 10.
如果说我的见证啊，这几节经文也是可以做个代表。
For my testimony, these verses can also represent them.
第九节好了。
Verse 9.
再者，我们曾有生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？第十节。
10.
生生的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。十一节。
11.
凡管教的是当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。阿们。所以我觉得主耶稣管教我是因为他想收纳我有机会成为他的儿子。
So I feel like Lord Jesus chastened me because he wanted to accept me as his child.
所以下午最后讲到说教会来拜访我了。
So this afternoon I had mentioned that the church came to visit me.
然后你们听到我所提出来的问题就一定知道我这个人是很难搞的。
So if you have listened to these questions I have proposed, then you would know that I am very difficult to deal with.
所以再难搞的人也搞不出神的手中啦。
No matter how difficult a person is to deal with, they cannot deal with God.
那时候就把教会送走啦。
So that time, then church was sent away.
其实我一点也不想去教会。
And I didn't want to go to church.
所以如果从现在传道的眼光来看呢，那也是个失败的访问嘛。
So from the view of a pastor today, then this would seem like a visitation that failed.
因为访问完，我完全都不想去教会。
Because after the visitation, I did not want to go to church at all.
可是我怀疑了我太太的信仰。
But I doubted the faith of my wife.
我觉得像她这么敬虔、这么好的人，应该受到祝福。
I thought that she was such a good person that she should be blessed.
可是这么可怕的事情却发生在她身上。
Yet such a frightening thing happened to her.
所以那个时候啊，我开始翻圣经，虽然后来。看到的都翻不到。
So at the time, even though I started to flip the Bible, but I couldn't flip to what I had wanted to.
然后我就开始啊，也试着跟耶稣讲话。
And I started to try to speak to Jesus.
我记得那时候每一天都跟他讲好几次，每一次都是这样开始的。
I remember at the time I would talk to him many times and it would always start like this.
因为我根本也记不住教会怎么祷告的方式，我也不管啊。
Because I never remember what the church prayer was and I didn't care.
所以我每次都是说耶稣啊耶稣，听说你是神。
So every time I would just say Jesus, oh Jesus, I heard that you're God.
如果你真的是神，请你听我说。
If you are truly God, then please listen to me.
我记得我那几天好几天每天的祷告，每次 一天好几次都是这样子做开头的。
And I remember that I prayed for several days, and every time it started like this.
然后我就觉得好多好多的话一直跟他讲。
And I felt like there were so many things I wanted to say.
本来开始讲很客气的话。
At first, I was very polite.
后来讲请求的话。
And then I would plead.
后来越讲越多，好像这一辈子啊，没有对某个朋友或我父母讲过这么多话。
And then the more I talked, I realized that I didn't even speak this much to my parents.
讲到后来，我也希望他回应我啊。
And after I spoke for so much, I wanted him to reply to me.
再怎么会讲的人，讲了好几天，总要问一句说，那你觉得怎么样，对不对？
For someone who would talk for so many days, wouldn't you want a reply at the end?
那我就觉得，我就问耶稣啊，耶稣啊，耶稣，如果你是神，请听我说。
I asked Jesus, so Jesus, if you are God, please listen to me.
那你觉得我这样，你觉得我怎么样？我太太有救吗？
What do you think about what I have said? Do you think my wife can be saved?
结果他一个字都不回答。
And then he didn't answer at all.
所以我告诉你哦，神也会利用，神会使用我们的无知来引导我们，这是我最大的体会耶。
So this is my biggest experience that God will also use the lack of knowledge to lead someone to Him.
有时候我们圣经不全懂，神也会利用我们这一点来引导我们。神很厉害的。
Sometimes even if we don't understand anything about the Bible, God will still let us know how powerful He is.
所以当我很期盼他回应我，他完全不回应我的时候，我的心里起变化了。
So when I had kept on expecting Him to reply to me, and He did not reply, then my heart would also change.
然后记得过了几天之后。
And after a few days,
我用过晚餐。
I had dinner.
我就觉得心里面非常的烦躁。
And in my heart, I felt very frustrated.
每天都好像被折磨，很忧郁。
Every day, it felt like torture and depression.
充满愁烦。
And there was full of worry.
我想说，再回去工作到半夜呀，一样是这么难受。
And I felt like if I returned to work and work until midnight, I would still feel like this.
所以我就想利用晚餐之后，带着我那四岁多的女儿啊，骑摩托车出去兜兜风。
So I figured that after dinner, I would bring my daughter, who was more than about 4 years old, and go outside.
到这里几乎没有看到摩托车哦，台湾一堆摩托车啊。
Here in the States, we very rarely see motorcycles, but they're everywhere in Taiwan.
那个时候大概像现在一样，就是四月啊。就外面是春季。
And it was about like right now in April, like spring.
我想大概吹吹风之后，搞不好心情会好一些。
So I thought if we went out for a ride, then I would feel better.
我女儿当然很高兴啊，就被我载啊。
And of course, my daughter was very excited.
那其实我在骑车的时候，我心里面还是一直跟耶稣在讲话。
As I was riding the motorcycle, I was actually still talking to Lord Jesus.
耶稣啊，耶稣，听说你是神，如果你真的是神，请你听我说。
Jesus, oh Jesus, I have heard that you are God, so if you are God, please listen to me.
可是我心里面在越来越想听到他的回应，他都不回应。
But the more and more I wanted to listen to his reply, he would not reply.
这时候我的无知就发动了。
And at this time, my lack of knowledge started.
我就想说，哎，因为我不认识这个神是无所不在的。
So I felt like since I didn't understand that this God is everywhere.
神利用我这个无知要引导我。
God is using my lack of knowledge to lead me.
所以我就想说，哎，那个庙里面有神明。
So I thought that in the temples there are gods.
寺里面有佛祖。
And in other Buddhist temples there are Buddhas.
那搞不好我在这边讲半天了，没有用啊。
So if I keep on talking, there's no point.
做人要有诚意啊。
If you want to be someone,
不然要去人家住家，去人家公司拜访人家。
You need to be determined and go to someone's house or company to visit them.
所以我就想，搞不好这边耶稣听不见，要到他家去找他。
So I felt like if Jesus couldn't hear now, maybe I should go to his house.
那耶稣一定是住在所谓基督教的教堂里面。
And of course, Jesus would live in a Christian church.
那所以我就一边骑车，我就开始注意了。
So as I was riding the motorcycle,
我突然下决心说，如果现在我遇到一个教堂，我要进去拜访耶稣。
And I was determined that if I met a church now on this ride, then I will go inside to visit Jesus.
或许这样子，我这么有诚意，他愿意回应我。
Maybe if I become more determined, then Jesus would want to answer me.
我经过第一间会堂的时候，哎，基督教的教堂，问题是他门都没有开，灯都没有开。
So I passed by the first Christian church, but the doors and the lights were down and closed.
那我就随便乱骑了，又骑到第二间。
So I kept riding to the second church.
哎，发现里面灯。
The lights were on.
问题是里面一堆人像我们这样子。
But inside there are many people like this.
那我就不想进去。
So then I didn't want to go in.
因为我不想进去被人家招呼，让他们又讲那一些电线杆上的话。
Because I didn't want to be invited in by other people and have them tell me more things I didn't want to hear.
对啊，所以我是要找耶稣的，不是要找人的。
I wanted to look for Jesus, not people.
这时候骑骑骑骑骑骑到哎。 一个很大的会堂，里面所有的门窗都打开，灯打开，问题是里面一个人都没有。
So I wrote to the next church, and then this was a very big church, and all the doors and windows are open, but there is no one inside.
我还记得那个时候大概是晚上6:40左右。
I remember that it was about 6:40 p.m.
我一看到没有人，我就想说，那这个好，我要进去赶快找耶稣，趁有人的时候赶快出来。
So I wanted to see that since there was no one inside right now, I wanted to go in very quickly, and then as soon as people came, then I would leave.
我停在那里。然后我想说不对啊，我穿着凉鞋。
I stopped there and I realized that, oh, I'm wearing sandals.
我想说要去访问人家，要有礼貌，要体面。
Since I'm visiting someone, I should actually dress appropriately.
所以我跟我女儿说，来跟爸爸回去，我要穿得整整齐齐的，换皮鞋，换袜子，我要来拜访耶稣。
So then I told my daughter, let's go home first. I need to change to nicer clothes and nice shoes.
但我要回去的时候，我女儿跟我讲一句话。
But as I was going back, my daughter said,
爸爸阿妈都带我来这间玩呢。
Oh, Dad, my grandma actually takes me here to play.
我不管啊，反正是哪一间随便啊，反正开了没有人，这样就对了啦。
I didn't really care, but it just seems that it was open, but no one was inside.
所以我赶快回去换好鞋子，因为我家离那边很近，骑摩托车不5分钟左右而已。
I actually live very close to there. It was just less than 5 minutes.
然后回去，穿得很整齐，发现里面还没有人，我就走进去了。
So I went home to change to better clothes, and I went inside, and there was still no one inside.
我就叫我女儿说：“你在外面玩，等爸爸一下，要乖哦。”爸爸进去找耶稣讲话。
So I told my daughter to just stay outside and play for a little while, and then your dad is going inside to talk to Jesus.
我们台湾那个弟兄姐妹分得很分明啊，我就进去最后面一排。就坐下来。
In Taiwan, we separate very specifically by gender. So I went to the very back of the pew.
然后就眼睛闭着低头，开始又跟耶稣，请耶稣听我说。
I closed my eyes and I bowed my head, and again I spoke to Jesus.
你知道很专心跟耶稣讲话的时候，时间在过，你是不知道的。
When you're very focused in talking to Jesus, you don't realize when time passes.
就讲了讲，觉得满脸泪水，突然怎么听到有一点声音？我眼睛一睁开。
So I kept talking, then I realized I started to cry, and then I suddenly opened my eyes.
为什么我旁边两边都坐了人呢、啊、
？How come there are now people sitting to either side of me.
会堂里面渐渐有人，可是为什么前面没有人，后面有人啊？
In the chapel, there were more and more people, but they're in the back and no one was in the front.
你就知道我们弟兄姐妹喜欢从后面坐嘛，前面都不喜欢坐嘛。
So we know that church brothers and sisters like to sit in the back.
然后我就觉得大男生流眼泪又不认识，这样突然站起来走掉很丢脸。
So then I felt like I was a grown man and I was crying, but if I suddenly left now, it would seem shameful.
我就低着头把眼泪擦一擦，想说那继续。坐着看旁边有没有人，等一下走开。
So I bow my head and I wipe my tears, but then I was going to see if anyone would start to leave.
结果没想到上面突然锵一下的要开始聚会了。
And then suddenly someone rang the bell at the front and service was going to start.
就有人唱诗啊，有人上去讲道啊。
So people were singing hymns and people were speaking sermon.
所以后来我就常常跟接待组讲记得要把慕道者夹住啊。
So then I would later tell the visitation team we must grab onto the truth seekers.
那所以其实那个时候上面在讲什么我都没有在听。
Actually at the time whatever was spoken on the pulpit I did not pay attention to,
因为我心里面一直单独的在跟耶稣讲话。
Because in my heart I kept on speaking to Jesus on my own.
在讲什么话呢？
And what was I speaking about?
后来我说耶稣啊，耶稣听说你是神啊。
So I was saying Jesus, oh Jesus, I have heard that you are God.
我来这边找你的，我还不够诚意吗？
If I'm here to look for you, am I not determined enough?
我说那你显现出来让我看一下。
Can you reveal yourself to show me?
我听说有荣光让我看一下。
Or I have heard of some glorious light.
只要看到一点点光，我就相信你是神。
If you just let me look at a sliver of light, then I will believe in you.
结果一直没有光，
but there was no light.
也没有耶稣，
there was no Jesus.
后来我标准降低了，
and then I lowered my standards.
我说那我听说你的手下叫做天使，
so then I have heard that you have servants called angels.
派一只天使出来让我看，
if you sent one angel out for me to see.
只要一只天使飞过去，我就相信你是神。
Just one angel flying by, and I'll believe that you are God.
所以那个时候聚会，我坐在后面我根本没有在看讲台，我一直在看天花板啊。
So at the time during service, I wasn't even looking at the pulpit, I was looking at the ceiling.
所以后来在台湾的那个领会人员讲习会，我跟这些领会人员讲。
So in Taiwan, when we had a workshop for sermon speakers, and I told the people,
我说你们不要太紧张，照圣经讲就好。
I told them, do not be too nervous, just speak according to the Bible.
因为我们也没那么重要。
Because we're not that important.
坐在底下的人不一定在听你讲什么的啊。
The people sitting there may not even be listening.
那你们说接待也不重要，这个也不重要，那什么重要？ So, 我告诉你，圣灵动工最重要了。
So if ushering is not important, the sermon speakers are not important. What is the most important? Then it's actually the Holy Spirit.
所以我降低标准说，你派一支天使给我看都没有啊。
So I lowered the standard and said, just send an angel for me to see, but there is no angel.
我的无知又告诉我说啊，那我不够格。
So then my ignorance told me that I am not qualified.
我听说你的手下身上有羽毛。
I have heard that your servants have feathers.
只要有一根羽毛从天花板飘下来，我就相信你是神。
If there's a feather that flies from the ceiling, then I'll believe that you're God.
我真的很专心一直在看，根本没有在听，然后看了半天，一根羽毛都没有啊。
I kept on concentrating and looking, but there was no feather.
我一直在这边想的时候，突然上面又锵了一声啊。
And as I kept thinking, then all of a sudden the bell rang again.
然后就唱诗啊。
And then there was a hymn singing.
我也不晓得他们在唱什么。
I didn't even know what they were singing.
然后突然就有人说要怎么祷告。
And then someone was saying how to pray.
我就听了一下，也不是很有兴趣。
When I was listening, I wasn't really interested.
可是最后他们说要祷告的请到前面来。
But then they said if you want to pray, then come forward.
那时候我的无知又发动，神又利用我的无知在引导我。
And at the time, my ignorance started again, and God was going to lead me.
所以我心里马上想说。啊，可能我坐在最后面不够有诚意。
So that I was thinking, oh, maybe because I'm sitting at the very back.
我董事长的位置在前面，要靠进去，要拜访他。
Seat of the CEO is at the very front, so you have to come close.
所以我就跟着就一起走出来，就跪在那个位置跪下去了。
So then I walked in and followed and went to the front to kneel.
突然大家开始祷告。
And then everyone started to pray.
我听见那个灵言祷告。
And when I heard people's praying in tongues,
这么奇怪的祷告
I thought this was a very weird prayer.
这该不会就是我在圣经或听我妈妈讲过的什么灵言祷告？因为我妈妈还没有圣灵。
At the time, because my mother did not have the Holy Spirit yet.
我马上心里面第一个想法，我还记得，就是说，哦，那这些有圣灵的人都是雅各书所讲的义人。
So at the time that I thought, my very first thought was all these people with the Holy Spirit. Then these were like the righteous.
我跪在那边，我心里面想说，如果这些人每个人都愿意。帮我太太祷告两秒钟就好了。
From the book of Jacob, and I thought that if all these people are willing to pray for my wife, then she would become better in 2 seconds.
神一定会听他们的。
God would surely listen to them.
是其实那时候我不知道，教会已经帮我家代祷快半个月，我都不知道。
But at the time, I didn't even know the church was already praying for half a month for my wife. I didn't even know.
然后那个时候在祷告的时候，我心里面只是一直在想三件事，重复一直想三件事，我很清楚。
And during that prayer, I kept on thinking about only 3 things, and I remember very clearly.
第一件事，耶稣啊，如果你真的是神。
The first thing is, Lord Jesus, if you are truly God.
你可以救我太太吗
？Can you save my wife?
帮我女儿需要妈妈
Because my daughter needs a mother.
让我替她生病，让我替她死，拜托好不好
？Please let me be sick for her and let me die for her.
第二件事情
The second thing.
我们那时候台湾 SARS 刚过没多久啊，瘟疫啊。
During that time, the SARS outbreak has just passed in Taiwan.
不是死很多人，到处公共场所都那个嘛，哈。
There are many people who died and in many public places.
我看到新闻，这些有人死，我就会哭半个小时。
When I saw that these people died, then I would cry for half an hour.
我说，耶稣啊，如果你真的是神，你不能帮帮这些人，让他们不要这么可怜吗
？And I thought, Lord Jesus, if you are truly God, can you help these people because they are so sad?
第三件事情，那个时候波斯湾战争刚过没多久。
And the third thing was that that time the Persian Gulf War had just passed.
我只要一看到新闻画面，那个伊斯兰的儿童们断手断脚躺在病床上，我会。流眼泪哭三四十分钟。
When I thought about those children of Islam who had lost different limbs or lost their lives, I would cry.
我觉得他们好可怜。
For 30 to 40 minutes, because
那时候我跟耶稣讲说，耶稣，如果你不是慈爱的神吗
？They were so unfortunate. I thought, God, are you not the merciful?
你为什么忍心看这些儿童这样子
？Why would you let these people, these things happen to these children?
拜托你救救他们。
Please save them.
不然让我替他们下地狱也没关系，我一条命换一条命，好不好
？Or even if you exchange my life for their life and let me go to hell.
就这样，我一直想的时候，突然我的舌头开始震动起来。
And as I was thinking of this, and suddenly my tongue started to roll.
等一下结束，祷告结束了，我回去了。
And then the prayer ended, and I went back.
怎么前几天上去来我家那个传道又出来了
？The pastor who came to my house a few days ago showed up.
他说啊，这里有一位赖先生第一次来我们教会。
And he said that this is a Mr. Lai who is at our church for the first time.
他受圣灵。
And he has received the Holy Spirit.
我告诉你，我根本不知道什么叫圣灵，我也没有在求圣灵。
I didn't even know what the Holy Spirit was, and I wasn't praying for it.
那大家都拍拍手啊。
So everyone clapped.
我们台湾受圣灵会站起来，让大家看一下，鼓励一下。
In Taiwan, when you receive the Holy Spirit, then everyone would see and then encourage you.
那我就回去了。
And then I went back.
我回去之前还有老弟兄抓住我的手啊。
Before I went back, there was an elderly brother who held onto my hand.
你这个很不容易啊，圣灵你要珍重啊。
And said, "This is very difficult for you, and you must be take care."
我觉得那有不容易，我觉得超容易的、啊。
Of this Holy Spirit, and I thought this was actually very easy.
他说我求了三十年才求到了，你怎么第一天来就有了、啊、
？He said, "I prayed for the Holy Spirit for 30 years, and you got it in the first day."
我回去跟我太太就讲了。
So I went back and I told my wife.
我说我今天到一间教会去。受什么灵的，我也不晓得、啊。
I said that I went to this church today and I got the spirit, but I didn't know what it was.
第一个，大家拍拍手，应该不是什么坏东西。
But if people were clapping, I guess it was something good.
然后第二个，这搞不好是耶稣给我感应，我是用这种讲，耶稣给我感应。
And at the time, I was saying that, oh, maybe this is Lord Jesus let me experience.
如果你愿意，或许你也可以跟他讲讲话。祷告说，说不定他愿意给你恩典呢、啊。我这样讲。
And so I had said that if you're willing, then maybe you can speak to him in this way, then he will respond.
但是我太太是一个很沉默、很温柔的人，她没有马上回应我。
My wife is a very gentle person and not of many words, so she didn't reply to me immediately.
这样又过了两天之后，一天下午我们在楼上休息。
Two days later, on an afternoon, we were resting.
我在后面的书房，她在前面的卧房。
I was in the study, and then she was in the bedroom.
突然她跑过来。
Suddenly she ran to
脸上挂着眼泪说：“苍蝇，苍蝇，我好像受那个什么圣灵啊。”
And she had tears in her eyes, and she said, "I think I have received the Spirit."
我说：“你知道什么叫圣灵吗？”
And so I said, "Do you know what the Holy Spirit is?"
你连一次都还没去过教会耶。
You haven't even gone to church yet.
一次都没有耶。
Not even once.
他说，他就告诉我了。
So then she told me.
哦，后来再拼凑起来，最完整的故事是这样子。
And then once you have gathered everything, this is what the story was.
就是他听我这样讲，他心里面默默的想。
When she had listened to what I said, she thought to herself.
因为她本来每天要念佛，回向佛祖跟观音嘛。
Every day she was going to recite the Buddhist chants.
所以她第一天就跟佛祖说。佛祖，佛祖，我先生说耶稣有感应，那我可以去找他吗
？So on the very first day, then she said, "Oh, Buddha, my husband has said that he has been moved by Lord Jesus. So can I speak to him too?"
如果你觉得我不应该去找他，要给我有感觉。
If you think that I shouldn't talk to him, then you need to let me know.
那耶稣要的人，佛祖还敢挡啊
？So if Lord Jesus wants someone, then how can the Buddha stop him?
所以当然是没感觉。
So of course there is nothing.
所以他第二天换跟观音菩萨讲话了。
And so the next day she spoke to a different Buddhist.
因为他要回向功德给观音嘛，要念佛。观音，观音，如果你觉得我不应该去找耶稣，你给我有感动，那我就不会去找他。
So then she told the Guan Yin goddess and was praying that if you let me, then I will speak to this Jesus.
那耶稣要的人，观音哪敢挡，对不对
？If Lord Jesus wants this person, how can this goddess stop him?
所以他第三天趁中午的时候，他祷告又不想让人家知道，躲起来祷告。
So on the third day at noon time, she didn't want people to know she was praying, so she prayed.
他锁在房间里面，把所有的门都锁上。里面开空调都没有风。
She locked herself into the room, locked all the doors, and then turned on the AC.
然后她跪下去，又开始跟耶稣讲了。
And then she knelt down and told Lord Jesus.
她说：“耶稣，我听我先生说你给他有感应。
”And said, "Jesus, I heard from my husband that you have let him experience something."
如果你愿意的话，也让我有感应。
So if you are willing, please let me experience this too.
他跪在那里也没有用我们祷告方式，就是很诚心的跟主耶稣讲话。
And it wasn't the way that we learn how to pray at church. It was just earnestly speaking to him.
他跪在那秘密的房间里面，突然觉得背后有一股很强大的热风突然灌进房间里面来。
And as she was praying this way, she suddenly felt like there was a very strong sense of a wind behind her.
很明显，那个热风就停在她背后。
It was a warm wind, and then it suddenly stopped behind her.
那这样经过没多久，那股热风突然灌进她的体内，她开始舌头卷动、跳动，又开始身体震动。
And not long after, the warm wind immediately went into her body, and then her tongue started to roll.
然后她马上跑过来告诉我。
And then she quickly came to tell me.
我说：“听说这种东西要拿去教会给人家鉴定鉴定了。”
And so I've heard that you need to actually let the church.
我说：“你没有去过教会，那今天晚上归空出来，我带你去教会给那边的人鉴定一下。”
And so if you're not sure, then tonight we can immediately go to the church to have someone confirm it.
我受圣灵之后第三天，我太太没有来过教会，她在家里面受圣灵啊。
So the third day afterwards, and my wife hasn't even gone to church, and she received the Holy
Spirit. 完了，大家很高兴把这个消息告诉我妈妈了。
And so everyone was very happy about this news.
其实我根本没有特别告诉我妈妈，因为我没有特别高兴啊。
I actually didn't tell my mother because I wasn't especially happy.
可是教会的统领告诉我妈妈。
But the church brothers and sisters told my mother.
又过了三天之后，我妈妈下午突然打电话过药局来。打来药局给我。
So then 3 days later, then my mother had called to the pharmacy to me.
她说今天晚上我没有煮。
And she said that tonight I didn't cook.
我想说干嘛那么生气，没主就没主嘛。
So I thought, okay, why do you have to be so angry?
你自己去处理啊。
So then I thought you can take care of things yourself.
你没有告诉我原因。
And you didn't tell me why.
那你知道后来为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为他听到儿子第一次去就受圣灵，媳妇还没有去就受圣灵，他心里听得不太高兴。
So actually, she heard that her son had gone to church the first time.
因为他在教会来已经求了一年多都没有圣灵啊。
And then her daughter-in-law received the Holy Spirit on her own because she had been going to church.
她是为我们高兴，她是因为自己没受圣灵不太高兴。
For almost a year, but she didn't receive the Holy Spirit, so she was actually not happy because she didn't
receive it yet. 所以那天没主是因为不足啦，我要专心进食祷告。
So she didn't cook that day because she didn't want to, she wasn't happy.
我下午看诊之后，在晚上看诊之前，她就跪在客厅里面。主耶稣，你不给我圣灵不可以。
She just wanted to keep on fast and pray, so she kept on telling Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, you must give me the Holy Spirit.
自己跪在客厅，一直求圣灵。我妈妈受圣灵啊。
She herself shut her, locked herself in the living room and kept praying, and then received the Holy Spirit.
我们一家三个受圣灵。
So within 1 week, then 3 of us had received the Holy Spirit.
可是那时候大家不知道，从第一次受圣灵之后，我就跟耶稣这么讲。
But at the time, no one knew that since receiving the Holy Spirit from the beginning, that I told Lord Jesus.
我就跟他说，既然你让我在这个教会受了你的灵，那表示有你的意思。
Since I have received the Spirit in your church, then clearly you have your will.
所以我不确定这一家教会好不好啊。
I'm not sure how good this church is.
所以我现在要很认真来听。
So I need to listen very carefully.
听的时候，我要凭你赐给我的智慧，看你留下来的字，讲的跟这个有没有一样。
And as I am listening, I need to listen very carefully to see whether your words here are according to whatever words I also listen to.
只要让我听到有一点点不一样的，我转身就走。
If there's anything that is different from what I hear, then I will leave.
所以那时候我第一天开始就跟耶稣立志，我要立志转身就走，你晓得吗？
And so from the first day, I actually had a promise to the Lord Jesus.
我很怕被人在骗啊。
I was determined to leave because I was afraid to
be lied to. 我后来就一直搞不清楚为什么总有信徒说教会都差不多。
I could never understand why believers would say that churches are all the same.
因为我很讨厌基督教。
Because I really didn't like Christianity.
我也不懂圣经。
I didn't understand the Bible.
但是我光看那一些基督教的节目，我一听就知道他们有很多不同。
But as I was watching the Christian channels, I realized that there were many differences.
我一听都觉得每个讲的都不一样啊。
Because as I was listening to them, everyone said something different.
怎么会有人信了几十年还觉得都一样？我真的搞不清楚为什么。我一个不信的都知道不一样啊。
I really couldn't understand why someone who believed for such a long time thought
everything was the same. 那我心里面在判断为什么不一样，一定是有人的意思加在里面嘛。
Because I didn't even I wasn't even a Christian, so I thought of course there was human mind into this.
所以我很怕这一家教会也是这个样子。
I was very afraid that this church would be the same.
所以从那个以后，我每一次。那个我去的那一间教会就是真耶稣教会加一教会。
From the time, so the church I attended was the True Jesus Church in
嘉义。而且很奇妙，我去的那一天刚好是星期四，是他们布道会最后一晚，我都不知道。
So actually, miraculously, that was Thursday and the last night of their evangelical service. I didn't even know.
我告诉你，如果我在晚一天或早几天去的时候，6:40他们是绝对不会开门的。
Because if I had gone any other night, then at 6:40 they would not have.
因为教会关得很紧，怕人家来偷东西，我都不知道为什么。
Because the church was closed very well, and they were afraid of people stealing.
那一天为什么突然我那个时间去，全部灯打开，门打开都没有人呢
？And so how come that time when I went, the church was wide open, but there was no one there?
因为在等长青诗班要来练诗。
Because they were actually waiting for the elderly choir to come and to practice.
我根本不知道那是最后。一晚布道会，糊里糊涂进去就受圣灵啊
！I didn't even know that was the last night of evangelical service. I just went in and received the Holy Spirit.
可是从那一天以后，每一次聚会、每一次活动，我全部都出席。
But from then on, whatever activity or service that they had at church, and I would attend.
然后他们接待组一定认为我这个人是个很奇怪的人。
The ushering group probably thought I was a very weird person.
因为他们每次说啊，赖先生你来啦，很热诚，对不对？我说。点一个头我就进去了。
So every time I went, then they would be very nice and just say, "Oh, hello, Mr. Lai, you are very fervent." And then I just nodded and went.
很没有礼貌。
I was not polite.
为什么？因为我不想跟你们有关系呀。
Why? Because I didn't want to have anything to do with
them. 我跟你们有关系，到时候我要走就难过了，对不对？很难走了。
Because if I make any relationship with you guys, and if I leave, then it would be very awkward.
我来不是找人的，我是找神、找真理的啦。
I'm not here to look for people. I'm here to look for the truth.
所以最好不确定之前，我都不要跟你们有任何关系最好。
So it's better that if I'm not sure of anything yet, that I'd have no relationship with anyone.
所以后来接待组训练，我又跟他们说，接待好，尽力就好，没那么重要。
So then I would tell the ushering group that just try your best. It's not that
important. 全部都是要靠神动工了，大家要理解。
Everything depends on God moving.
对啊，那所以后来我要是看到那个慕道者很奇怪的，我想这个以后有可能当传道哦。
So then I would later see that if there are certain truth seekers that look very weird.
那个又没礼貌又不想来听，专门找茬的，这个就对了。
If they're impolite and they seem like they want to cause a ruckus, then I would think maybe they have potential to become pastors.
结果我一直努力查，查到现在，你看也没有走，变成你们的传道。
So I kept on determining to study, and you can see that I didn't leave. I even became a pastor.
我们嘉义教会哈，光是圣职人员就十几位那个时候。
At the time, and then 嘉义 church there were over 10 people.
四位长老，七八位执事。
Who were holy workers such as elders or deacons?
哎，我明明是来找茬的。后来几个长老跟我们讲，跟我讲。
I was actually there to look for trouble, and then later on, some elders told me.
说我们没有看过慕道友像你这么认真的。
We hadn't seen truth seekers that are as focused as you.
所有的聚会、查经、祷告活动全部都出席。嘉义教会很多活动的啊。
Because there are many activities at the 嘉义 Church.
对呀、啊，因为。其实我不是认真，我是想确定这里是不是有神在这里。
I actually wasn't that determined. It was just I wanted to be sure whether or not there was God.
而且一旦有感应，我就变成他们说我变成最标准的基督徒，还没有洗礼哦。
And even before baptism, they had told me that I was a very model Christian.
因为我一开始追求，就把整本圣经都套在我的生活里面。
Because as I was trying to pursue, I would want to put all of the Bible doctrines into my life.
我相信要照这样子做，才能得到神的祝福。
And I believe only in doing this way can I be blessed by God.
所以我连喝一杯水都要。先祷告一分钟。
So even drinking water, before drinking water, I would.
然后喝完再感谢一分钟。
Say grace for a minute, and then after drinking, say grace for another minute.
出门也祷告，进来也祷告。
When I left the house, I would pray, and going in, I would pray.
那时候我听到道理。
And at the time when I listened to sermon,
跟我讲说要禁食祷告。
And I was told to fast and pray.
那半年一年都没有人知道我在做这件事。
And for actually 6 months to a year, no one knew I was doing this.
圣经里面说祷告要暗中祷告，禁食不可以叫人家看出来嘛，主耶稣讲的。
Because in the Bible it has said that people should not know that you are fasting.
所以我都不敢让人家知道我在禁食祷告，免得没有效。
So I wouldn't even dare to tell people I was fasting in case it wasn't effective.
那时候每个礼拜我都做4天3夜。什么东西都不吃，一滴水都不喝的禁食祷告。
At the time, I would actually do 4 days and 3 nights where I would not even eat or drink any water.
然后每天还要照圣经讲的，胡子剃得很干净，脸弄的已经饿到快死了，还要装作很有精神，哈利路亚这样子。
Every day, even though I was starving to death, I would still make sure to shave and to dress appropriately.
我为什么常常说，我希望神救我太太啊
？And this was because I wanted God to save my wife.
所以那个从饿到难受，到火在烧，到虚脱，到觉得死没有关系。那整个进食过程，我常常在经历啊。
During that whole time of fasting, to the point where I was just starving until dehydration and I wanted to die, I had experienced that many, many times.
就这样查考了大概4个月的时间。
And so I studied like this for about 4 months.
每半个月要被折磨去看检查报告。
Every half a month, then we would have to go in for the torture because I had to look at the reports.
很奇妙的是，我太太那两颗就。指数高在那里，那两颗就没有变大，也没有变小。
And miraculously, the two tumors they did not grow, or nor did they shrink.
So, 他们也在等待要不要进一步的采取治疗计划。
So they kept on waiting on whether or not they should go to the next step.
那有一天晚上，我就聚会听到了一篇道理。
Treatment, and then during one service, I was listening to a sermon.
听到这篇道理之后，我的心里面很不平静。
After I listened to the sermon, I did not feel at peace.
因为那篇道理引用了雅各书的一段经文，没时间我直接讲。
There is no time, but at the time, the sermon was about something from James.
说爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
That if love is perfect, then it casts out fear.
因为惧怕里含着刑罚。
Because in the fear, then there is punishment.
有没有？我就突然心里面很不平安。
Suddenly my heart was not at peace.
因为我觉得我这样过来，这么努力追求耶稣4个多月，我每天还是怕。
Because I felt like I was so determined every day I was pursuing God, but I was still afraid.
所以我突然觉得耶稣很不爱我。
So I suddenly felt like Jesus didn't love me.
我说难道我的追求都是假的吗？所以你不爱我，所以我的心里还是觉得会怕。
So I thought, in my pursuit, is this all in vain? Because I am still afraid.
因为我身上还有罪，你继续刑罚我吗？
Because I still have sin, and so are you still punishing me?
我不配吗？
Am I not worthy?
我怕我女儿失去妈妈。
I am afraid of my daughter losing her mother.
我怕我太太病情发生变化。
I am afraid of my wife becoming worse.
我怕我承受不起这种后果。
I'm afraid I cannot bear this consequence.
所以那天回去之后，晚上都整理完了，已经接近凌晨一点了。
So that night when I went back and I organized everything, it was about 1 a.m.
我请我太太先休息。
And my wife rested first.
那我睡在旁，我睡弹簧床，她喜欢睡硬的地板上比较硬的。
I was sleeping on the bed with the springs, but my wife liked to sleep on the floor where it's harder.
为了不打扰她休息，我把所有的窗帘、所有的光线全部都关掉，伸手不见五指。
I didn't want to disturb her, so I made sure everything, all the windows were closed and all the lights were shut out.
整个房间是密闭的。
The whole room was very dark.
我跟她说，你先睡，我要祷告一下。
And I told her, you can sleep first. I'm going to pray.
我就跪在床前，开始很小声的灵言祷告。
So I knelt in front of the bed and I prayed in tongues, very quietly.
我都觉得我快撑不下去了。
I felt like I couldn't go on anymore.
我说，耶稣啊，到底你是要我还是不要我？
So I told Jesus, do you want me or not?
那我觉得有刑罚，还怕啊。
Because I feel like there's still punishment because I'm so
afraid. 你不能给我一些证据吗？
Can you not give me some evidence?
这时候我已经听到我太太已经熟睡了。
At this time I could hear that my wife was already
asleep. 对啊，我的眼睛没有打开，透过眼皮，透过很厚的房子，看到远远的天边有一颗星在闪亮。
And even though I didn't open my eyes, I could still feel that there was a very bright star from very far away.
就在我觉得很奇怪，为什么有星，怎么会有这种状况的时候，突然我前面出现了三位。
So I thought this was very strange, and all of a sudden in front of me there were three things.
我前面是床哦。
In front of me was the bed.
那三位，所以有三分之一是在床里面的。
So one third of these figures were actually in the bed.
全身好像是流动的玉一样，半透明的，半发光的。
Their whole bodies were very fluid, and they were actually shining.
旁边两位跟人一样高。
The two on the sides were as tall as
people. 各有两只翅膀。
They had two wings.
然后在那边祷告。
Each and they were praying.
在我前面这个可怕了。
And then in front of me, this person was very frightening.
他大概有三四公尺那么高。
He was about 3 or 4 meters.
上面是裸的半身的。
And the top half of him.
下面是穿好像以色列的那种裙子。
Was not dressed, and the bottom half was just like an Israelite robe.
那个身材跟阿诺斯瓦辛格一样啊。
He was as strong as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
然后有六只翅膀缩起来。
And there were 6 wings that were covering him.
那个翅膀，我想如果打开，比会堂还大。
I think if he opened his wings, they would have been bigger than a chapel.
我那个时候根本不知道，原来那个叫做撒拉佛，以赛亚书里面出现的。
At the time, I didn't even know that this was the seraph mentioned in Isaiah.
我第一个想法是完蛋了，我发疯了。
My very first thought is, oh no, I've gone crazy.
因为我的专业告诉我说，我忧虑过度的话会幻视、幻听、幻觉。
Because my profession was telling me that I was overtired, and so I was starting to become delusional.
我的智慧告诉我，我发疯了，不然怎么会看到这些东西
？My wisdom was telling me I have gone crazy. Otherwise, why would I see this?
我忧虑到发疯，我终于疯了。
I was so frustrated and anxious that I've become.
当我这样想的时候，在我脑中突然出现一个意念，不是声音哦，你不要乱想。
As I was thinking, it was not a voice, but a thought that said, "Don't think too much about this."
你不是向我们的主耶稣基督求吗？他派我们来了。
Did you not ask our Lord Jesus, and He has sent us?
你不要乱想，跟我们一起敬拜他，认真祷告。
Do not try to think of anything else. Just focus on worshiping and praying with us.
然后前面那个巨人啊，他就按手在我头上，好像传道执事帮我们按手一样。
So that giant then lay hands on me, just like how our elders and deacons lay hands.
我听到他继续祷告。
And I listened to him and I
kept praying. 然后他旁边那两只翅膀突然飞到我太太的身边去。
And then the two that were next to him, then they moved to my wife.
变成三个。
They became three.
一个在帮我太太的头按手。
One was laying hands for my wife.
一个在我太太侧身的前面在祷告。
One was praying right next to my wife.
在后面弯下来，不晓得在做什么。
And then there was a third one that bent down. I don't know what he was doing.
然后这样持续三四分钟，他们三个不见了。
This lasted for 3 to 4 minutes.
剩下前面这一个。六只翅膀的巨人。
And then there was this only the 6-winged giant left.
然后我心里面就想说，这是什么意思
？In my heart, I was thinking, what does this mean?
那你到底是谁？你能告诉我吗
？Who are you? Can you tell me?
突然过了没多久，又一个意念出现，你不用管我是谁。
Then not long after, there was a thought that said, ignore who I am.
因为这一辈子你在世界上也不会再看见我第二次。
Because in this whole life, you will not see me again.
你只要跟我们敬拜我们的主耶稣基督，这样就好。
Just worship with us, to Lord Jesus, and that's enough.
然后按手过了一段时间，他都不见了。
And then a few more moments after he laid his hand, then he left.
所以你们知道吗？从这个时候，我再也不相信天使是小朋友的样子。
And so, from then on, I no longer believe that angels are like what children think.
我终于知道，后来我看但以理书跟启示就懂了，为什么他们看到天使每个都软脚趴下去，很可怕的。
This is why I realized, like in Daniel, when they saw angels, they were very afraid.
对，然后我就累了，爬上床去睡。
I was very tired, so I then went to bed.
然后隔天我起来，我一直脑筋出现这个画面，我想说，该不该跟他讲，我会不会疯了啊？
The next morning when I woke up, I still kept thinking about those visions. So then I thought, should I tell people?
然后我想了一整天，忍不住在晚餐的时候跟我妈妈跟我太太讲。
Am I going crazy? So then I thought about the whole day. Then at dinner time, I told my wife and mother.
我说有一件事情要告诉你们。
I said there's something I need to tell you.
但是哈，特别是妈妈你。
But especially to my mom.
我说哈，你们教会很习惯听到什么故事就说见证到处讲，你千万不可以跟任何人讲。
In your church, a lot of times, whenever people say have visions, and they will tell everyone, you cannot tell anyone.
你特别不能跟教会讲，答应我才要讲。
You need to promise me that you cannot tell anyone in church.
因为怕他一高兴要讲出去，万一不是真的，我就变骗子嘛。
Because I was very afraid that if she told anyone and it wasn't true, then I would become a liar.
那万一有人要相信又怎样？搞不好我不是骗子就是疯子啊。
Because I was either a liar or crazy.
我就讲了我昨天晚上那件事。
So then I said what happened to me.
我说我不知道什么意思。
And I said I don't know what.
但是我太太才不到十天前才去做检查。
But less than 10 days ago, my wife had gone for a check-up.
十天是不会有什么变化的。
That there was not much change.
我说，但是我觉得很奇怪，我明天要再带她去做检查。
But I thought this was very strange, and I was going for another check-up with her tomorrow.
找一样的医生，一样的医疗院所。
We will have the same doctor at the same place.
啊，如果没事，那就是我乱想的。
And if nothing happened,
我自己有问题了。
Then there was something wrong with me.
结果我隔天带我太太去。
So the next day I brought my wife.
平常她进去啊，扫那个超高解析度的腹部超音波啦，哈。因为那个。MRI 不能太常做，有辐射量的。
Oh, for an MRI for the stomach area, or just in general, you cannot have too many MRIs because there was too much radiation.
对，就是特别好的医学影像仪器，这样就好了哈。
So,
我不要讲全名啊。
Because this is a very good scientific instrument.
平常进去他都做个五分钟就出来，然后等着去诊间医师跟我们解释嘛。
Typically she would just go in for 5 minutes, and then when she came out, the doctor would explain to us.
哎，五分钟都没有出来。
But after 5 minutes, she didn't come out.
我在外面一直拼命祷告。
So I was outside and I kept
praying. 我很怕她病情变化恶化了。
I was very worried that she had gone worse.
七分钟没有出来。
After 7 minutes, she still didn't come out.
九分钟没有出来。
9 minutes, she didn't come out.
九分多她终于出来了。
After over 9 minutes,
我马上跑过去跟她问说。是怎么一回事？难道有变化吗
？I quickly went in to ask her, "Did something change?"
我太太说不知道啊，医生说等一下要跟我们讲。
My wife said, "I don't know." The doctor said they'll tell us.
等一下去诊间坐下来，我们那个医师朋友把那个刚才的资料就剖出来要跟我们看嘛。
So then the doctor came out and decided and had posted all the reports to show us.
没想到他剖出来之后，他剖上一次的跟这一次的开始自言自语。
So he actually started talking to himself as he was posting the this report and the one before.
奇怪，怎么会这个样子
？So we were sitting there, and the doctor just kept saying, "Why would this happen?"
不同角度也不会这样啊。
This wouldn't even happen from a different angle.
如果合并的话，应该这个也会扩张啊。
If you collapse these two slides, they should have expanded.
医师他们一直自言自语，我就说啊，请问某某医师发生什么事了吗
？The doctor kept talking to himself, so I asked doctor, "Did something happen?"
他说：“你看，你太太之前那个三点几公分的都找不到了，不见了。
”So the doctor said that if you look at the one that was over 3 centimeters, it had completely.Disappeared.
三点几公分的肿瘤不见了。
This was a tumor that was more than 3 centimeters big and it disappeared.
我就知道发生什么事。
Then I knew what happened.
我就跟医师说，我知道发生什么事。
I told the doctor I know what happened.
医师说发生什么事，我说我现在不告诉你。
So the doctor said what happened. I said I won't tell you now.
我就带了我太太回家了。
So then I brought my wife home.
那我要怎么跟他讲嘛？那不把他当疯子
？So how could I tell him because he would think I was crazy?
一出去我就跟我太太讲。
As soon as I went out, then I told my wife.
因为在那些禁食祷告的时候，我跟耶稣讲。
As I was fasting and praying, I was telling Jesus.
你要是能救我太太
，If you can save my wife,
证明你的恩典，我愿意一辈子侍奉你。
This grace I have received from you, I will serve you throughout my life.
所以一出来之后，我就跟他讲，那要预备了。
So as soon as we came out, then I told my wife, you need to prepare.
洗礼之后3-4年，我要准备去当神的工人。
3 or 4 years after baptism, I will be prepared to be a worker for God.
这件事情之后又经过一个多月，我们一家三口才接受洗礼。
And it was after over a month's time that our whole family was baptized.
后来又有很多很多的神迹跟故事，这里就没时间了。
Then later on, there are many more miracles, but we have no more time.
所以我是个罪人。
So I am a sinner.
我不只是个罪人，我是个烂人。
Not only am I a sinner, I am not a good person.
神爱我，却讨厌我之前的样子。
And God loves me, but He despised who I was like before.
可是他已经为我死。
But He has already died for me.
他也为你死。
And He has died for you.
他希望， 他把我们当成儿女。
He wants us to become his children.
要收纳我们。
And to accept us.
我们如果顺服，日子会好过多了。
If we submit, we will live a better life.
有人常常跟我说，哇，你这个见证很好，我很不喜欢听到这种话。
People will often tell me, this is a great testimony. I actually don't like listening to
this. 因为这件事情快20年了，我尽量用比较轻松幽默的方式跟你分享。
Because this has been over 20 years ago, and I'm trying to use a more lighthearted way to present it.
要不然连我做完之后，有时候我的心情都要沉重一天了。
Because actually after sharing, then my heart will also feel burdened for a whole day.
但是我希望你不要听得那么沉重，得到道理就好了，不要那么沉重。
But I just hope that you don't have to bear this burden from listening.
有时候我说从小信主，如果可以让我选择的话，我宁愿选择从小信主。
Because if I could choose, then I would rather choose to have believed in God since I was young.
我可以不要经历这一些。
That I didn't have to go through all this.
从小信主好无聊啊。
But some people would say if you, I believe from my, when I was young.
风平浪静的，没什么事情。
It's so boring because nothing happened. There are no big waves.
我告诉你，你那个好无聊，对我来讲是多大的平安，你知道吗？
Because for you, you think it was so boring, but to me, it would seem like great peace.
只有在北海的大风大浪里面死过来了，才知道坐在海边多无聊是多好的一件事。
Because only those people who have gone through great storms in the sea would know what it is like to be calm.
所以希望啊，我们都能够从主得到更多的恩典，他是真神。
I hope that we can all receive more blessings from God because He is a true God.
愿一切荣耀归给主。
May all the glory be unto the Lord.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
赞美诗337首。
337.